Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here again. Praise the Lord for a new day. Truly His mercy endureth forever. This morning I'd like to relate a little story and then also have a verse to go with it. The story goes like this. Mostly this is just the point of the story is to bring out the importance of spreading the Word of God, even just doing the small things. The story goes like this. There was this lady who wanted to do something for God. She wanted to do something. She wasn't sure what she wants to, what to do. She decided she's just going to start by handing out Bibles. As she was walking down the road, she came to this mason. He was working on this wall. And she started a conversation with him. And then she asked him if he would want a Bible. And he was too embarrassed to say no. He's not going to take the Bible. So first of all, she wrote his name into the Bible and then gave the Bible to him. After she walked away, he took the Bible and stuck it in the wall and sealed it in there to make sure that nobody ever sees that Bible, and he didn't want it. He didn't want to want the Bible, and he wants to make sure nobody ever reads that Bible. So he put it in the wall, covered it up. A couple years later, there was a earthquake. The earthquake broke open the wall. The inspector came along and was inspecting the wall to see how bad the damage is. He's looked in this one crack, and there was this book. So he pulls out this book, he begins to read it and realizes it's the Bible. So anyway, that night he got home, and he read the Bible, and by reading the Word of God, he got born again. He gave his heart to the Lord. Well, anyway, this inspector went out to inspect another job, and here was this mason. He got to talking with him, and he began to talk to him about the Lord and what God has done in his life. And this mason just looked at him and said, I'm sorry, the inspector asked him if he would want a Bible, and the mason looked at him and said, the only Bible I ever received, I sealed away into the wall. The inspector looked at him, and he pulled out the Bible, and he opened up to the first flap, and there in the first flap, he read the name that was in the Bible, and the mason just looked at him, because he had just said his name. He realized this was the Bible that he had hid away in that wall. With that, the mason gave his life to the Lord and surrendered his own will to God's will. The significance of this story is this. This woman, in the beginning, might have been dreaming of doing big things for God. All she did was give out a Bible. And through that, two people got born again that is known. And it probably affected a lot more people because she did the little things. So let's don't forget the little things in life. It's not the big things that's important. It's the little things that's more important. I'd also just want to read this verse in regards to giving out the Word of God, to giving out tracts, to telling people about the Lord. It goes like this. It's in Psalms 126, verse 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with you. I challenge you to ponder that verse in your own heart. Again, it's Psalms 126, verse 6. And remember to do the little things. God bless you and have a wonderful day.